Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, we have to stick together. Listen, this is not some fake cheerleader, rah-rah-rah, nonsense moment like, hey, let's cheer for the football team. We have to stick together. What am I talking about? I saw a really disturbing trend this weekend on social media and elsewhere, where people claiming they're in the conservative fight with us were really eager to take a celebratory lap at what they saw as some chaos amongst the Trump legal team without even reviewing what was going on. I'm not doing that. I'm not playing that game. I'm really sorry. If you want to be a part of that, that's fine. But we have a hierarchy of needs right now, and at the top is to get to the bottom of what could have been really massive election fraud in this election and determine who voted freely and fairly and legally and who didn't. And what are we doing? We're getting involved in distractions I warned you about on Friday. Team this guy, team that guy, and a whole bunch of social media. Look, I told you so's. I'll describe what I'm talking about in a minute. It's important. I've got that. I've got five or six stunning examples of real, genuine, sincere, troubling information about potential voter fraud that are being reviewed right now as well. I got that, and I also have the Obadiah Stane Brigade. Who the is Obadiah Stane? Stay tuned. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN, ladies and gentlemen. So, getting back to what's really going on. I'm not going to be distracted. I'm going to focus on things that matter. Now, when I go through this, keep in mind, I'm explaining this. Keep the big umbrella theme of the show today in mind. The reason the Trump team this weekend had to create a disconnect between the work Sidney's doing, Sidney Powell, and the work Jenna Ellis, Rudy Giuliani, and others are doing for the Trump legal team is because the stuff she's developing is complicated. It is. There's other stuff that is on me more acute, immediate timeline has to be done right now. I don't want to call it a distract, but they don't want to be distracted by that. If it pans out, it does. If it doesn't, again, Sidney, you'll have to answer for that. But they have other things they have to focus on right now. Is everybody clear on that? It was obvious if you know the Trump legal team and you read the brief. But, you know, people want to surmise things and be smart, Alex, so they had to pile on without reading through. Here's what the Trump legal team is focused on. There are quite a few instances of real irregularities in this campaign. Here's the Just the News article I've been referencing. Please check this out. It's as important to read right now as you're going to find anywhere. It lists a dozen compelling allegations of voting irregularities in the 2020 election, from ejected ballot observers to fraudulently backdated mail-in votes. The evidence of irregularities is growing nationwide. I'm not going to go through all 12. I encourage you to. I'm going to go through the five that jumped out to me, stuff we've already been talking about. Five of the most important ones that should be like, ding, 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 bells going off, antenna going up everywhere, that this sounds like a problem. Number one, what the hell's going on in Detroit? A city of Detroit worker swears she witnessed thousands of ballots being falsified. I don't know, yeah. Joe, that kind of sounds like a big deal. It goes on. It's a name that's anonymous, by the way. Of all the sworn statements to date, career civil servant Jesse Jacob of Detroit provided the most sweeping claim of election fraud. Maybe worth looking into, folks. I don't know. Well, what did she say? She stated in an affidavit she personally witnessed and in some cases was instructed to backdate thousands of absentee ballots the day after the election to make them appear legal, even though they were not in the qualified voter file and had not arrived by the deadline. Ms. Jacob says, quote, I estimate this was done to thousands of ballots, her sworn statement says. While I still have hair. Yeah. Maybe we should look into that. No, let's waste our time over the weekend attacking each other. Let's do that. That's very productive. Great. Two thumbs up. By the way, I've been joking all weekend with my friends. I give Chemo 0 stars on Amazon. 100% 0 stars. I'm giving it a terrible review on Yelp. I just want that out there. 0 stars. I can laugh. It's me. People have been asking me all week how you feel. 0 freaking stars on Amazon for Chemo. 0 stars. Sorry, I'm trying to make time. It's my own situation. I'm doing good. I'm just messing with you. But I keep getting all these texts from friends. How do you feel? Terrible. 0 stars. 2 thumbs down on Yelp. But maybe we should look into that, Joe. You think Joe's heard that already? So it's great that he still thinks it's funny. Maybe we should look at. I'm just asking. You have a woman who's a career civil servant in Detroit saying, "Hey, yeah, I was asked to backdate votes from unqualified voters who sent in votes after the mailing deadline. Is it true? I don't know. She swore to it. I legitimately don't know. I'm not the witness. She is. Maybe we should check that out." No, hold on. Let's attack Sidney Powell. That's very productive. Good job, guys. And they, well done. Well done. You may say, gosh, that sounds really bad. Oh, that's not it. That we're not done. There's 12 of those. I'm just giving you the top five in the article and just the news. Let's go to number two. The infamous case of Wayne County that sent out, 100 absentee ballots and magically got, 200 back? That sounds weird. Gosh, maybe we should check that out too. No. Let's attack Sidney Powell. That's productive. Here, from the Just the News piece. Nearly three quarters of Detroit's precincts had mismatched voting totals. That sounds strange. That sounds worth a gander. The Wayne County Board of Canvassing member, William Hartman, a Republican, says in a sworn declaration that Michigan's largest county certified results knowing there were massive discrepancies between the approved voter file and the ballots cast and counted in Detroit. Oh, man, that sounds really. I was going to say something else. Seriously, for a second, I forgot. I can't curse anything. No, go back to that. I wasn't done. I want to read this. I had a little chemo brain moment. I was going to actually curse on the show. No good. Don't do that. Kids watch the show. Put that thing back up again. Here's the quote from William Hartman. "In my review of the results, I determined that approximately 71% of Detroit's 134 absentee voter ballot counting boards were left unbalanced and many unexplained," his statement said. Folks, we've only been talking about this for a week now, how in Wayne County, Michigan, they sent out a number of absentee ballots and got that X plus that number back, for those mathematicians out there. And the leftist, the elitist academocrat, say they sent out 100, they got X plus 100 back. Kind of weird, no? Which left them with unbalanced books. Maybe we should look into that before we certify and swear that the election results were legitimate. Just a guess. Number three, the infamous case of the pristine ballots. Back to our Hunter Biden, our Hunter Biden receipt we use as a ballot. To mail ballots, you have to fold them. Diagram for the liberals. That leaves a crease. Not what was found in Georgia. Maybe we should look into this too. Check this out. They found a whole boatload of pristine ballots that at least 9 observers who watched an audit last week in Georgia's razor-thin election have signed affidavits swearing that they saw suspicious mail-in ballots uniformly cast for Biden. The ballots were in pristine condition, had no creases on them, meaning the ballots had not been mailed in envelopes as required, according to the affidavits. Oh my gosh. Maybe that's worth a look-see? A little look-see, maybe, you think? Well, gander, check it out. Drop the eyeglasses a little bit. Hey, well, that sounds weird. Let's check out allegation number 4. That a phone survey done of Pennsylvania voters, when asked about their mail-in ballots, some of them answered that, "Hey, I didn't request that ballot." Gosh, that's kind of weird. Dan Bongino, did you vote by mail? I did not. That's great, because we have your mail-in ballot. I just said I didn't vote by mail. Strange. From the Just the News piece. That was coffee. Okay. I thought she was going to take the screen down. She was going for her coffee, Miss Paula Arrowhead. So Just the News interviewed numerous Pennsylvania voters who said either their mail-in ballots were never counted or that someone else has appeared to request and obtain their mail-in ballots. That sounds just crazy. A data scientist then projected from sampling that the problems were widespread. In a sworn declaration, a respected mathematician says his analysis of election data and phone interviews with PA voters raises questions about as many as 100,000 absentee ballots requested in the key battleground state, where President Trump and Joe Biden are separated by just 82,000 votes. Is that a conspiracy theory too? That they called the voter, you know, the actual voter. Hello, Mr. Dan. This is the voting board. We got your absentee ballot. I didn't send an absentee ballot. No worries. It's for Joe Biden. We're okay. Maybe we should check that out. No, let's move on .org, right? Let's move on. The left and the media, the PP hoax people told us to move on. They told us to move. So we have to, of course, obey their instructions. Because why again? No, thanks. There won't be a concession today. Not tomorrow. And again, next week doesn't look that good either. Let me go to the last one here. This is in California. Almost laughable what happened in California in a disturbing way. Los Angeles prosecutors uncovered a scheme in which thousands of fraudulent ballots were cast. Two men were charged last week with 41 counts for allegedly submitting thousands of fraudulent voter registration applications on behalf of homeless people, according to the LA County District Attorney's Office. You know, run by those right-wing Republicans, LA County. Of course not. Maybe we should check that out, too. Maybe Democrats that lost in primaries and stuff in LA County. Democrats. Because, you know, unless you make it a partisan issue, and this is the saddest part of this, Joe, the Democrats don't care. They don't care about fraud if it benefits them. But then you say to them, well, hey, if you're a Democrat who lost in a primary to another Democrat, do you ever consider that these cases of fraud, like allegedly paying homeless people to fill out mail-in ballots or whatever, may have affected you too? Oh, now they're interested. Now they're interested. But unlike you, as I've said 1,000 times now, if we lost this election fair and square, then we lost it and we move on to fight another day. But you're damn right. I want to know if we lost and I want to know if we won. And I want to know either way that this was free and this was fair, regardless of the outcome. That is the only principled position here. All right, let me get to my final sponsor. I want to come back to another two groups of significant abnormalities here in Pennsylvania and Georgia. Real problems here. Real problems that have to be looked into. All right. There's a really terrific article I'm going to get to tomorrow. Even Paula was a little mad at me because it's so good. It's by Julie Kelly in American Greatness, and it's about the debacle going on in Pennsylvania. I'm going to get to that tomorrow because it's worth its own segment. But I just want to wrap this segment up before I get to the Obadiah Stane. My wife was like, what the hell is this? When I sent her a picture. The article's great. It's about significant abnormalities in Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, Pennsylvania Democrats got annihilated down the ballot. Destroyed. Republicans showed up in mass to unseat Pennsylvania Democrats that had been in power for eons. How is it that Pennsylvania was lost, air quotes, by Donald Trump? It doesn't make sense. Record numbers of Republicans showed up and voted for everybody but Donald Trump in a state he won last time. Now, you may say, Dan, there's conjecture there. Of course. But the conjecture is based on data. And the data in Julie Kelly's piece is stunning. Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that it was Pennsylvania law that ballots had to be secured? Secured, meaning in a lockbox so nobody can access them, until 7 a.m. on election day. Well, what happened in Pennsylvania? Well, boatloads of ballots in Pennsylvania were cured or fixed or sent back to voters that were analyzed and looked at before 7 a.m. on election day. Straight legal case, no? Interesting. How many of those ballots cured were in Biden leading areas? Did the whole state get to cure their ballots before election day, despite the law saying you can't do that? Maybe worth looking into? No? I'll get to that piece tomorrow. And also what's going on in Georgia with the mail and the rejection rates in Georgia just do not comport with reality. All right. I want to move on. I want to get to this last block. Because again, it goes back to how I opened the show and I want to tie this together. I'm really tired of the sellouts. I can't take it anymore. You know, one thing about Democrats I've admired, and I mean that, admired about Democrats. Yeah, they, you know, can't stand free speech, hate civil liberties, will take your guns, steal your money, do whatever they can. But I've admired their ability to stick together, no matter what. We don't do that. We're full of a bunch of sellouts playing by the old rules. And the old rules are this. We need to take the moral high ground, folks. There's a moral high ground. In the end, the media and moderates out there will see that we have the moral high ground. They'll come over in droves and legions to the Republican Party. Folks, those are the old rules. The new rules are this. The left is lying, cheating, stealing, and trying to kick you, get you kicked off and deplatformed, silence your free speech, take away your firearms, your money, your civil liberties, and your right to speak openly on the internet. And you want to play patty cake with them and roast Malamars and marshmallows with them and make a little s'mores sandwich. Oh, look at me, graham cracker, and the marshmallow melts. You knock yourself out and do that. I ain't that guy. We're going to play by their own rules, which is, you want to make allegations? We're going to make allegations. You want a special counsel? We want a special counsel. And when you find you don't like these rules and you want to go back to Robert's Rules of Order, we'll be there waiting for you. I mean that. But until then, you want to do trench warfare? We're going to dig trenches too. What do I mean by that? Well, we've got a bunch of pathetic, sellout, loser Republicans who just love losing all the time and like to kiss the collective asses of the left, hoping it's their scalp taken last. Come for me last. Famous last words in the French Revolution. I'm on your side. I was going to say I'm on your side. No, no, no. The left doesn't have a side. The left has a search for power. There's no side with the left. They search for power. That's their only side. What do I mean? You know Obadiah Stain? You're like, who the hell's that? My wife couldn't figure that out. Remember this guy from the Iron Man movies? There he is. Check him out, old Obadiah. Here's from the original Iron Man movie with Robert Downey Jr. Obadiah Stane was a sellout. Was that Jeff Daniels who played him? Or Jeff something, whatever his name. I'm terrible with it. But remember Obadiah? Obadiah pretended to be Tony Stark's friend. Hey, Tony, I'm there for you. I'm helping you out. And then wound up selling him out, trying to take his company, and tried to kill him in the end, old Obadiah Stane. Well, don't worry. The Republican Party has its own Obadiah Stane Brigade. Maybe Larry Hogan and Chris Christie should audition for Iron Man 7 or whatever it is. Obadiah Stane, he's back. Revenge of Obadiah Stane. First, we have this clown, who I called a pathetic loser and meant every bit of it, Larry Hogan. Washington Examiner covered it this weekend. Bongino slams Maryland Governor Larry Hogan as a, quote, pathetic loser after he called on Trump to concede. That is an accurate quote. I'll say it again. He is a pathetic loser. I've been holding back on this zero for a long time now because he pulled the wool over conservative eyes in Maryland for a long time. Did everything he could to lie to them and deceive them. Won the governorship because he had a pulse. Really, anybody on that ballot would have won because of the rain tax. And Anthony Brown, his opponent, was pathetic. Almost as pathetic as Harry Logan. So he won because he had a pulse, and he won again in a landslide by selling out to Democrats. Now, of course, the liberals responded when I called Larry Hogan a pathetic loser because he called on Trump to concede and decided it'd be a good idea to attack him. By the way, Larry Hogan claims to be a Republican, by the way.
Yeah.
Shocker. Joe is in Maryland. He's very familiar with Harry Logan. Yeah. But of course, I got the typical liberal response. Dan, Harry Logan won. Larry Hogan won, and you lost. What a loser. I'm proud. I am seriously proud I lost that race. Greatest thing that ever happened. I ran as a conservative proudly in a blue state and nearly pulled off the upset of the century. I didn't sell out like Harry Logan. Greatest day of my life was losing. I didn't know it at the time. I was devastated. But it allowed me a platform to build Parler, to build Rumble, to build one of the most popular podcasts in the world and to reach millions of people every day, an opportunity that would have never availed itself had I won. And I could have won by selling out, but I chose not to. Like this loser, Larry Hogan, who we'll call Harry Logan. Here's his Twitter feed, this colossal sellout and zero, tweeting to Donald Trump, if you had done your job, America's governors wouldn't have been forced to fend for themselves to find tests in the middle of a pandemic, as we successfully did in Maryland. Stop golfing and concede. Which is kind of hilarious because Harry Logan was busted in Maryland by some people, even on his own side, the Republican side. And his own people had to admit that they did have tests available and that they went out and bought a bunch of faulty South Korean tests to make more of a political statement than anything. But again, Harry Logan's taking a victory lap right now. Now, let me tell you who the real Harry Logan is. Because I'm really tired of these sellout, slob, loser Republicans turning on the president at a moment's notice because they have their own political interests in mind, not the country's. Larry Hogan wants to run for president, which is quite hilarious, I might add. And let me just say, you know, I'm done. I hate politics. Paul is like, don't you dare. I'm going to dare. I've said 1,000 times in the show, politics and me, no good. If Harry Logan runs for president in 2024, and there is no one by the name of Trump on the ballot, I will consider entering politics again. There it is. Because this guy's such a loser that if he ran the country to the ground, I couldn't live with myself. I'm just throwing that out there. Here's a picture of Harry Logan. This is at the Autumn Glory Parade, a great parade in Western Maryland. I can't recommend highly enough. Go there. This is us. This is my team. I want you to notice something. If you're watching on video, rumble.com/Bongino. If you're listening on audio, I'll describe the picture. It's a real picture of my team, the greatest team ever. And there's Harry Logan there right next to me, who I had to help that day. Why did I have, keep this up, Paul, if you don't mind for a moment. Why did I have to help Harry Logan in 2014, right before his gubernatorial election? Because Harry Logan was such a loser, he couldn't find a volunteer anywhere in Maryland. So Harry Logan showed up to the Autumn Glory Parade in his dopey bus. And he got off the bus with no volunteers at all and was embarrassed that he was going to have to walk in the parade by himself. So you'll notice there's one guy, friend of mine, with a Hogan for Governor shirt on. Yeah, well, underneath that shirt was one of our shirts he took off because he was my volunteer who we had to give to Harry Logan to walk in the Autumn Glory campaign to preserve him from the absolute embarrassment of having to walk the parade by himself. That's a true story. Also, Harry Logan had a campaign guy, this guy, Chris C., who knows who he is. His last name begins with C. I'm not going to put his name out there. But they had to call our campaign to beg us for volunteers to man the phones because they had none, and they complained that all the volunteers were working on our campaign. Oh, he doesn't remember that? You don't remember that happening? Oh, because I do. And by the way, Harry Logan, I still have your emails. Remember your emails where you were so bitter about the success of our early efforts in recruiting people that you accused us hilariously of stealing your message? I have that email. Yeah, I got screenshots. Remember that? Accused us of stealing his clown show, Harry Logan. Here's another zero. Chris Christie, part of the Obadiah Stane Brigade. Here's Obadiah Stane Jr., OSJ, OSJ Chris Christie, who's, by the way, best buddies with Harry Logan. They love each other. These two are bosom buddies. Remember that show? Yeah. These two love each other. Here's Chris Christie. Yeah. Joe's very familiar with Harry Logan. Here's Chris Christie on CNN this week, again, begging his CNN masters, please take my scalp last look. I'll acknowledge the Trump legal team is really terrible. Here's this clown on CNN. Check this out.
Yes. And here's the reason why. The president has had an opportunity to access the courts. And I said to you, you know, George, starting at 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, if you've got the evidence of fraud presented, and what's happened here is, quite frankly, the conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment.
Very sorry, as Paula pointed out, it's ABC. Doesn't matter. OSJ. Colluding with his ABC masters. Yes, I'll go on the air and tell you what a legal embarrassment. This is from this guy. Yeah. Remember this guy when he shut the beaches down in New Jersey? Chris Christie? Yeah, yeah. Check this shot out. This is a great one. Yeah, he closed the beaches. Not for Chris. There he is in that chair.
Yep.
Chair struggling right there. There's Chris hanging out on the beach right there. There's old Chris. Shut down the beach, but don't worry. He was okay. Sunning his loins in the sand right there, old Chris. Yeah. This is the paragon of virtue, Chris Christie. This is our guy. Folks, we're done with these people. Let me hark back to the beginning of the show and we'll wrap this up. I had a thing with Nunes I'll have to get to later too. It's good stuff. I'll cover that tomorrow. I'm cutting ties today with the Obadiah Stane Brigade. You want to fire away at Sidney Powell without even giving her the chance to make her case? Fine. If she can't make a case, she can. It's her reputation, and I'll be the first to admit it. If it's not a case and she steered us wrong, you can count on that on this show. But you want to waste your time this weekend under the old rules, trying to virtue signal to the left how pure you are by, look, I'm attacking Sidney Powell too. You want to be Chris Christie or Harry Logan spending the entire weekend attacking President Trump despite substantive examples of potentially very serious election integrity issues in this election? You waste that time. I am officially I'm cleaving that today. I'm done with them. Don't call me. Don't ask me to be on the show. Lose my email address. Attack me all you want. I don't care. I'm officially divorcing myself from you losers today. I'm with the Winners Brigade, and we are going to try to win. And we are going to try to win elections. If we lose this one, we'll try to win the next one. But we are going to try to win on the substance and the issues. And if you want to pile in with the Loser Brigade and the Obadiah Stane Brigade, you go right ahead. But I'm out. Lose my contact information, lose my email. And seriously, if this show bothers you, it's not for you, then it's not for you. But I'm playing by the new rules, which are we win, you lose. And if you don't want to win and you want to sell out to the left, hoping they'll come for your scalp last, then that's really pathetic and weak. And you can do that on your own, because we ain't doing that here. All right, folks, one final note. Miss Paula wanted me to bring this up, and she's right. Joe Biden, maybe we'll cover this tomorrow. Take a little note here. Biden's team is hinting their first goal, if they do get in here, is to start attacking online misinformation. What they really mean is attacking online conservatives. Folks, I'm asking you at the end of this show, please, as a personal favor, please follow my show on Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino. It's only a matter of time before YouTube starts to ban us. Only a matter of time. Rumble is your answer. I am, again, a part owner in Rumble. I've disclosed that 1,000 times. But we do not discriminate on political ideology, liberal or conservative. rumble.com/Bongino. And please, if you need a place to listen to the show, you can always listen on my website. It is a safe harbor, bongino.com. Bongino.com. The podcast is there every single day if one of these other entities tries to shut us down. I'm not kidding. That's not hyperbole or hysteria. They're doing it now. They've already deleted episodes of Candace Owens' show from YouTube. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe, rumble.com, and you can always go to my website and listen to the show there. All right, folks, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. I'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.